When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Tennessee Volunteers get throttled in Ohio Stadium by Ohio State. 42-17 the final score in that one. And the Buckeyes looked impressive in that win over Tennessee. It was, whoa, they were in their bag. They looked like the talented team that we all thought they were going to be at the beginning of the year.
Were they more impressive, or was Tennessee less impressive than
you? I thought Ohio State was more impressive because... Well, Tennessee's game plan defensively was shocking.
Questionable,
to be honest. It was. I don't know how you go into that game and not even take anything that Michigan did to slow down that offense. Like, I don't know, bracketing Jeremiah Smith, using too high. They just sat back with one safety, played their corner soft, and said, "Yeah, we'll take everything underneath." And then they only brought four for most of the game and let Will Howard. Like, Ohio State's offensive line is banged up, and they got even more banged up. Their right tackle ended up had an ankle sprain. Now he'll be fine and continue to play in the game, and he'll be good for the Rose Bowl. But five guys can block four. They are still talented enough for five to block four. Mm-hmm. And that was something to see Tennessee attack Ohio State in that manner. And then when they got up 14, all of a sudden Ohio State's defense, they could cut loose. They could play more aggressive, and knowing Nico cannot throw the ball. And that was the big issue with Tennessee's offense all season long, was they can't throw the ball effectively. They are a one-dimensional team, mm-hmm. and they had to run to win. And Sampson gets hurt. You had the other running back, Bishop, got dinged up. Dante Thornton gets injured. Squirrel White got dinged up in the game, too. Like, Tennessee looked soft, mm-hmm. and they got injured, and they looked ill-prepared for that game. They got out-coached, outplayed, and they got run off the field. But I think what was most surprising for me was Chip Kelly looked like he was back in his bag. That mm-hmm. looked like a Chip Kelly offense, using false pullers, emphasizing the run game, the short passing game, opening things up. Like, you looked at how many of the smoke screens or one-step slants that were getting those guys open, using mesh to crossers and having Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Egbuka cross the field. It looked like Chip Kelly back when he was at Oregon, mm-hmm. right? It would the influence of the run game, using Will Howard as a plus one runner sometimes too. And when you didn't, it was having Judkins and Henderson and having them, you know, one lined up in the slot, coming back and a fake over the top and then a handoff back underneath. He was in his bag. Chip was in his bag. And then everybody's like, well, how in the world is Jeremiah Smith running wide open down the field? We used to say that about far less athletic receivers like Jeffrey Mayle,
yeah.
at Oregon, right? Where it was like, And that's not Jeff Mail, great wide receiver. But it was like, how can he that be the guy that's wide open? It's because you lull a team to death that they're going to play off and play soft. And then, boom, you pick and choose to take your shots. And Chip was in his bag, man. And they, with the fact that Tennessee was so concerned that their secondary, which was a question mark heading into this year, is their secondary going to be good enough? They were dropping everybody to help underneath coverage, and Chip's going to pick you apart all day. And if Will Howard has time, he will beat you.
He's been around. So you use the word defensive attack, and I think that was not that you're wrong. I just think that's the wrong word to use for Tennessee here, is that they are a team, and you're right, their secondary is suspect. But what's not is the front seven. Their linebacking core is full of dudes up and down. Their pass rush is full of dudes.
Didn't use them.
And they didn't use them. That was the thing that was shocking to me. Is like,
it was crazy.
Look, if you're secondary suspect, do you drop more into coverage or do you try to put a quarterback under pressure?
Well, watching the teams that have had success against Ohio State, you would think you may bring one.
Like that,
one.
And it's not like you don't, again, it's not like you don't have dudes. That Tennessee front seven has dudes.
Yeah. It felt like there was maybe a little SEC hubris there of, we've got the better athletes. We are going to play our style. We're not going to bend it to anybody. We're going to do what we do. And you saw Ohio State looked more physical. They looked faster. They looked more prepared. They were the better team from top to bottom. And now you look at it and you say, with the way that that game played out, Ohio State opened as a 1.5-point favorite. As of yesterday, it already been bet up to 2.5, and they head into the Rose Bowl 2.5-point favorites. I think that obviously we have a lot of recency bias in that you saw Ohio State, and remember everybody was so down on Ohio State after the Michigan game. They have one game, and everybody's like, "Bah! This is going to be a really damn good Rose Bowl." And I think that Oregon getting Jordan Burch back.
Mm-hmm.
And having Jordan Burch for this, and the fact that if you looked at the way that that first matchup played out, when the left tackle went out, they averaged under 2 yards a carry after that. Now they're without their left tackle and still without their starting center. And Oregon is going to be a better test than Tennessee was. But this Ohio State team, they've done a lot of self-scouting. They've done a lot of, they've had, Ryan Dave's talking about their come to Jesus moments that they've had as a staff after that and the self-reflection. They have been lights out since that Oregon game, with the exception of the Michigan game offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, they've been as good as anybody in the country.
The interesting thing is that, like, when you zoom out to 30,000 feet, we talked about it even after that game, if they did happen to meet somewhere again on a neutral site, Ohio State would likely be favored.
Yeah.
That was, you're talking about a 1-point game where Oregon was at home.
Mm-hmm.
The books are 100% going to look at this as a neutral game, and Ohio State would be favored.
Yep. 1.5 points.
That's just the reality of that. Now, to your point of missing your center, missing your left tackle, and getting Burch back, like, Oregon is by far the healthier team. And this is the whole idea of, like, having to play another, 140 plays between, or 120 plays between offense and defense that you're putting on your team. Like, that's on a beat up team. That's already a problem, while Oregon gets another 2 weeks off.
Well, when Tennessee shows their belly like they did, they had the luxury of pulling.
That's true. They did get to pull guys in that fourth quarter. You're right. Tennessee did run a lot of their ones versus their twos in that fourth quarter. That game was over.
Yep. Well, I mean, similar to what Notre Dame did against Indiana, but at least Indiana made it look like it was a respectable score at the end, scoring on their backups, there is one thing, though, out of this that the odds makers and Oregon fans should probably take a closer gander at. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.